Problem number one, there was never any personal contact with the host. I didn't feel as if they knew who I was beyond a monthly Stripe notification. My name, my business, my specific challenges, none of it seemed to register. I was paying for access to someone's expertise, but that someone had no idea what I actually needed help with. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. I've paid to join a lot of memberships over the years, some brilliant, some average, and some that would have taken my money month after month while delivering almost nothing of real value. And unfortunately, I know that I'm not alone in that experience. Memberships are everywhere right now. Every coach, consultant, and creator seems to have one or want one. And most of us are members of multiple. The promise always seems appealing. Ongoing support, community, regular content, accountability. But the reality is often very different. Today, I want to talk honestly about what's broken with the membership model, what I believe needs to change as we head into 2026, and what to look for if you're considering joining one. Whether you're currently paying for a membership and wondering whether it's worth staying, or you've been burnt before and you're cautious about joining another one, this episode will help you make more informed decisions. I've been thinking about this a lot recently because I've been building and testing something behind the scenes. The Marketing Insiders Club is my newly designed membership that's currently in beta testing. We've been live testing the format with a limited group. We only opened it up to those who joined my free Marketing Mondays sessions over the past year. But I'm now very excited to announce that we will be opening the doors wider very soon. And while creating and designing the membership, I've turned every single thing that's frustrated me about memberships in the past on its head. There are four specific problems that I kept encountering, and I suspect you'll recognize at least a couple of these. Problem number one, there was never any personal contact with the host. I didn't feel as if they knew who I was beyond a monthly Stripe notification. My name, my business, my specific challenges, none of it seemed to register. I was paying for access to someone's expertise, but that someone had no idea what I actually needed help with. How can you get excited about investing in support from someone who doesn't know the first thing about your situation? The second problem, zero accountability. Was I making any progress as a result of being in these memberships? Honestly, I couldn't tell you, and neither could the host. There was no mechanism for tracking whether the membership was actually working for me. No check-ins, no milestones, no way of knowing whether I was moving forward, standing still, or worse, sliding backwards. I'd pay for certain memberships each month, dip into the various features, and still have absolutely no clarity around whether my actions were right for my business or not. The third problem with memberships, and this is a biggie, is content overwhelm. Monthly themes, monthly masterclasses, guest expert sessions teaching you something that sounds interesting, but if you're honest, probably isn't going to give you the business results you're actually looking for. And as the weeks and months go by, you feel further and further behind. The content keeps relentlessly piling up, the guilt keeps building. And at some point, you realize you're paying for a membership that's making you feel worse, not better. The fourth problem. No meaningful way to connect with other members. Yes, there's usually a Facebook group or a Slack channel, but lurking in an online space alongside strangers isn't community, even if it's hosted in the latest membership trend, Circle. I've rarely experienced a membership with many structured networking opportunities and almost never any in-person events. The community element that attracted you in the first place often turns out to be little more than a comment section. Does any of this sound familiar? These problems aren't unique to any single membership. They're systemic. The membership model, as most people know it and run it, is fundamentally broken. It prioritizes recurring revenue for the host over genuine results for the member. And that needs to change. So why am I suggesting you still consider joining a membership for 2026? Because there is a different way. And here are the steps to follow to find it. Firstly, ask yourself, will I have genuine access to the person running this group? Not just their content, not just their pre-recorded trainings, real access. Can you ask them questions? Will they know your name? Will they understand your business well enough to give you relevant guidance? If the answer is unclear, that's a red flag. Secondly, ask yourself, is there accountability built into this membership? How will I know if I'm making progress? How will the host know? If there's no structure for tracking your results, you're likely to drift. Months will pass, money will leave your account, and you'll have little or nothing to show for it. Thirdly, ask yourself, am I likely to feel further ahead in 3 months or further behind? More content usually isn't better. In fact, more content usually creates more overwhelm, the number one reason people leave memberships. So look for memberships that help you get more done without giving you more to do. Make sure they prioritize implementation over information and progress over just consumption. And fourth, ask yourself, are there any real opportunities to connect with other members? Not just a group chat, structured networking. Live sessions where you can actually interact. Ideally, also in-person events where you can build genuine relationships. The people you meet inside a membership can become collaborators, referral partners, even friends, but only if the membership is designed to facilitate that. These four questions are going to save you from wasting money on memberships that look impressive, but in fact deliver very little. They'll also help you recognize the good ones when you do come across them. The online membership industry needs to raise its standards. Business owners are tired of paying for content they never consume, communities that aren't really communities, and promises that never materialize. The hosts that recognize this and build something genuinely valuable in today's marketplace will build communities where members as well as hosts thrive. The rest will struggle to retain their members beyond the first few months, if that. And yes, you've guessed it, I've built the Marketing Insiders Club to address every single one of these issues. Direct access to me, weekly accountability built in, online and in-person events for real connection, and a focus on helping you get more done without filling the membership with content you'll never get through, and if we're really honest, you just don't need. We've been beta testing the Marketing Insiders Club, and it's already succeeding in its mission. Members are achieving more than ever before. They're selling to each other already. They're friends already. And they're saying things like, Jules, when I was on the call 2 weeks ago, I was doing a mini launch and ended up getting 4 new members in my membership straight after. Andrea said, I love Nikki's insights, energy, and support. Being part of her membership keeps me on track. And Laura sent me a message that said, hey, Nikki, just a week into the membership and I'm already feeling it's helping me so much. I totally underestimated accountability. It's helped me stay so much more on track and push myself to complete my targets, even when it feels like there's zero time, because I'm dreading having to reply no to you when you check in and ask me on Friday. I'm also finding the calls so helpful too. The doors to the Marketing Insiders Club will be opening fully on Monday, the 8th of December. In the meantime, if you want to experience what focused, implementation-driven support feels like, my free challenge, Turn Your Marketing Into Money, starts on Monday, the 1st of December, followed by a masterclass on Monday, the 8th. You can sign up at nikkihutchison.com/MIM. Whether you're looking to join a membership for the first time or simply use these questions to evaluate your current subscriptions, I hope this episode helps you make good decisions about where you invest your attention as well as your money. Thanks for tuning in today to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with another episode to help you grow your business through strategic, consistent marketing. Until then, take care and join my free challenge. That link again is nikkihutchison.com/MIM. See you there.